envision three female attorneys coming together to have our voices heard. Each of us would have different opinions, different passions, different backgrounds, and different views. Although we are different and unique, we are able to come together to discuss our experiences, navigating through the legal profession and this thing called life. Now, the vision has come alive, and we invite you each and every week to listen to us as we talk about what's trending in the news and our legal insights, tackle real life issues that affect not only us as attorneys, but us as women of color. Disclaimer. This podcast is intended to provide entertainment and general information. The information provided and the views given are not intended to constitute legal advice and should not be relied upon as legal representation. All views expressed on this podcast are our own and do not represent the opinions of any entity whatsoever we are affiliated with now or will be affiliated with in the future. Hey guys, welcome to No Further Questions. I hope everybody had a good week. I hope everybody's day and week was going good. We are back. We're getting ready to approach the holiday season, but let's make some round of introductions.
Who are you?
Yeah, this your girl Brandy. Sorry guys, it's been a rough week.
And it's just Monday.
Go ahead, Taria.
Hi guys, it's Taria. I also want to say go Tigers. For all those people that don't know, LSU's my team. We're doing really well right now. I just want to shout them out. Go Tigers.
I got a shout out too. But to my right, go ahead.
This is Sam Frazier, everyone. I just want to give condolences out to my Baylor Bears who lost this weekend, but we're still 9-1. So sick them. Okay.
Well,
that's how y'all do that?
I'm still rooting for my Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys. And also, I don't know if y'all pay attention, but I have to shout out to my girl, Siobhan Moore with Paparazzi. She donated or let me have the necklace and the earring, so I had to wear it. Thank you, Siobhan. Anybody want to support Paparazzi? Hey, you know, just give her a shout out. Siobhan Moore, she's also under Tyronica Carter. So, we have a special guest with us today.
Brandy, I have a question for you, though. You shouted out what team?
The Dallas Cowboys.
I've never heard of that team.
Really? Haters. Haters. I'm looking for some new co-hosts, you know, if accepting applications.
Or we could just vote her off the island.
No.
I think now we may be friends again. But today we have a special guest. We're talking about something very important. Everybody know the holidays is coming. You know, Thanksgiving is next week. Yay, turkey, my canned jelly cranberry sauce with my dressing and stuff. Looking forward to it. But I want us to introduce our guest because we're going to talk about mental health today.
Yes, so my name is Kimberly Willis. I am the founder and CEO of the Successful Healing Center. It's a therapy practice here in Houston, Texas.
Hey, Black Girl Magic. Yes.
And so you can find out more information at www.successfulhealingcenter.com and on Instagram and Facebook at the Successful Healing Center.
Well, since we're trying to get healed and stuff, yes, and be successful in the healing process. And again, as everybody know, you know, the holidays are vastly approaching. We got Thanksgiving and you have Christmas. And also New Year's, it can be rough for people. Mm-hmm. You know, people can go through anxiety, have depression, even, you know, grief. So let's start off with the first step is, like, one, in your profession, is stress and depression common around the holidays?
Yes. So statistics show that 1 in 3 people have stated that they feel either sad or depressed or anxious around the holiday season. And a lot of that could be due to various reasons, whether it be the loss of a family member, it be sickness, it would be divorce, it could be, you know, hey, my child is sick or I don't have enough money. Gifts are, you know, everybody's expecting these amazing gifts and I got $10 in my bank account. So there's a, or 0.75 cents, you know, let's just be real. But so there's a lot of anxiety around the holiday season. And then also, let's just be real, amongst minority groups, being around other family members is stressful.
Correctamundo.
Let's just so I can't kill my family member. No, you know, I can't throw the turkey, you know.
Right. You know, you can undercook it just a little bit. I'm just joking. Don't do that.
When your grandmama asks you, when you going to get married? When you going to have them kids?
Yes. Exactly. You know, you may be like me, 35 and still single, and they'd be like, oh, when you getting married? Look, let me just win out here a little bit more.
What happened to the guy that they saw you with on social media? Where he at?
So there's a lot of stress around the holiday season.
So since we have a lot of stress, and since I can't go throw the turkey at, you know, my cousin
you
over there.
You can, though.
I mean, why? Why are we throwing the food? That's good food, y'all. That's Thanksgiving. We don't.
Your cousin should know how to act at the dinner table.
At the dinner table.
Most of my cousins do know how to act at the dinner
table.
So
the ones that don't know
always
how to
one.
Act. That one.
It's always the one that you keep in the back.
Yeah. The one that you don't bring
out. My issue is not the cousins. However, I won't say who my issue is because people watch this. Hey, family, I love y'all so much.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
So
shout out to your aunt,
Patricia Gillette.
Yes.
She's amazing.
Yes. She is a friend of the podcast. Okay, let's go back. Recap.
Okay.
So since you won't let me throw the turkey, and we've already said I can't throw the food.
Correct.
I might want to pick up that knife. Because my cousin might have said something crazy.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I think that we fail to remember is to come with realistic expectations when you come around stressful people. Mm-hmm. Like when you go around family members, you already know Juju is about to act crazy. Once he get about one or two drinks, Juju is about to act crazy. You can't stop him. You know, and Granny is always going to be smart with you.
You know, your uncle's always going to be drunk.
Exactly. And so come with realistic expectations. Expect the unexpected, but also know who you're dealing with. We act like we don't know who we're dealing with. We think it's a new year. Everybody new.
It's a new year, new me. Mm-mm. That's what you said January 1, 2019. Mm-mm. New year, new me.
No, so you have to have realistic expectations for people. And when you know what to expect from people, you know how to act with them.
But then how do you do that going, like, up front? Do you prepare yourself? Am I in the mirror saying, whew, woo-sai, I know Uncle Juju going to get them two drinks and he going to act a fool. Woo-sai.
Yeah.
I know cousin Bebe over there going to, like, do I tell myself that? Or do I, like, do a breathing technique? Like, how do I tell myself to have realistic expectations? Because right now, I'm like, oh, no, they not about to act a fool. You know, I'm already on 10, but I got to go back to 1.
Yeah. See, and just with that statement alone, you're preparing for something different to happen.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to set yourself up for what's really about to happen. It's just like, you know, y'all are all attorneys. You know that one client that you have, when you go into the courtroom, no matter how much you prep them beforehand, they going to go in there and say and do something stupid and then want to represent themselves. You know that already, right?
Yeah.
So you just prepare for the unexpected. You don't even pre-prep. Look, hey, before you say anything, shut up. you know, like you already have your little script written down. Anytime they get the little, you know, moving around a little bit, you pass it over so they can read, like, stop. You know, so you just have to prepare yourself for what's really going to happen. Tell yourself ahead of time what you are and will not accept from other people, and then give yourself boundaries. So if it does get to the point where it's like, okay, it's too much happening here, now this is my time to exit. It's just like, you know, I'm not going to give the description, but in college when something stressful happened, we would say coats. And so that was our sign to leave the room.
Oh, I like that.
You know, so get your family.
That was going to be my question. I go in, I've been praying already. Okay, because I said last year I didn't. Last year was just like, okay, but you got to pray. So I'm already praying for everybody that we are together and whatever our issues are, we work them out this week, not next week over the turkey. But when because I go in positive.
Yeah.
That it's going to be better this year. But when I'm in the situation and it's not, are you saying the best way to do it is just to retreat? And when you say retreat, or I say retreat, when I say retreat, leave altogether, take a breath in the bathroom. What would you say in that?
No, I mean, prepare. You know, so ahead of time, when you know you have a cousin that y'all haven't spoken in a while and there may be some tension, call her a week before time and say, hey, you know, I know we've had this, you know, going on for a while. You know, I just wanted to talk to you about it and let you know, hey, I love you. And so when you get into that situation where you're actually in front of them and you're confronting, or, you know, y'all are confronting each other face to face, it's less tension.
What
it's like, we didn't already talk this out.
What if she slept with your husband?
This is not no soul food. Okay.
Hey, that happens in families. That's true. It does happen in families.
It does happen in families. But that may be an event that your spouse needs to skip. There are some family secrets that do come out around the holidays. Yeah. And there's some things that do happen that some people just cannot not address during the improper time. So in those moments, maybe that person that has the issue with the entire family, or that may be the topic of conversation, maybe they need to go to a friend's, they didn't have a Friendsgiving somewhere else, or, you know, hey, I'm going to bring you a plate back, you know, but they may not need to be at that place.
And Kim, I'm glad that you brought up like family secrets, because getting a little serious, there are times when, you know, especially in minority families where we do have these family secrets, and you do have to sit across from people who may have hurt you or harmed you or have harmed or hurt your family member. You know, maybe you know that your uncle used to be violent towards your aunt, and you may not really, now that you've grown, you're not really here for that, you know? Mm-hmm. Or maybe there's a molester sitting at the dinner table that nobody really wants to address. How do we set healthy boundaries without turning out Thanksgiving? Do we just not show up, like you said, and just say, hey, I'm not emotionally equipped to be in this environment, because maybe that will bring up some PTSD for some people? Or how do you engage, if you engage at all?
Yeah, well, I think there's this misconception that we need to use family gatherings that are supposed to be joyous to really address issues, and that's not the case. So if we know we have these bigger topics and bigger discussions that need to be had as a family system, maybe the holidays is not the time to have it. Maybe we have a code of conduct, like, hey, let's get together. We know how to act, you know, when the appropriate time comes. So why not let this just be the moment where we enjoy each other's company? Okay. Whatever needs to be discussed that needs to be discussed in its proper timing. I think sometimes we fail to understand what proper timing is for things. And sometimes it's not at the dinner table with the kids' table right here hearing everything that Uncle Juju did to Aunt Becky. No, that's not proper timing. So you know, I don't think that you always have to retreat, but you do have to use wisdom in knowing when is the appropriate time to address some things and when is the appropriate time to just hold off and enjoy the moment. Be present with what's currently happening.
So you're saying Thanksgiving or Christmas may not be the best time for Aunt Marilyn to call out Uncle Larry.
Right.
To call out Uncle Larry.
Are these real
for
names?
Cheating on her.
But I got they real names in my family.
Everybody has a Larry, first
and
of all.
We're not talking about anybody right. that we know personally.
I don't have a Larry.
Okay. I got both in mind. So
well,
we're not talking about you, Aunt Marilyn.
What about when we're dealing with other people's family? For example, you know, I just got married. I love my husband's family.
Watch what you say.
I love my husband's family, but it can be different. Family dynamics are different. My husband's family dynamic, he has this huge family. Mm-hmm. And it's very intimidating at times for me to go to family events, because my family, each one of my parents had one sibling. So we have Thanksgiving sometimes with just me and my mama. Sometimes it'll be 10 of us. That's a large group. 10 of them would mean nobody came to Thanksgiving. So how do we navigate when you aren't really a family member? Like, hey, I'm just here for the turkey, guys. How do we navigate through other people's family dynamic and getting through anxiety and things like that?
Well, a couple of things. One, have that conversation beforehand. You know, I think anytime that you are joining two families and two individuals together to make this complete family is going to be difficult and different, because we all have different backgrounds. And our family, you know, my family could be the family that, you know, look, we cook table dinner, you know, what's with it, TV dinners, and then we go watch TV. You know, somebody else's family could be the one, everybody bring a dish and we like, I can't cook, you know, so what do you do? So anytime that you join families together, you have to have that discussion beforehand about what is the expectation for your family. And then also, hey, let's have a real talk conversation. You know, I get anxious around a ton of people. I'm not used to this. What do you want me to do in those situations? So when he sees that you're uncomfortable or that you're feeling anxious, maybe that's a cue for him to come over and say, you know, have a conversation with you with those group of people around. So you don't feel as anxious. Because guess what? This will not be the first Thanksgiving or the first Christmas that you will be with them, but you want this to be the start of something great. And you don't want them to feel like you're not happy being right. there because you're uncomfortable.
Well, one thing I will say, if you are bringing a guest to Thanksgiving or Christmas, do not leave your guests. They do not know these people. And sometimes people just bring you in, they introduce you, and then they just leave and go and hang out with Cousin Juju and me in the car.
And you sit in the living room with the grandmas and the aunts, and they looking at you like, yes. mm-hmm.
And you sit in the living room with all the aunties who are judging you, okay?
Yeah.
And because you wasn't the girl he brought last holiday, okay?
Correct.
So if you are bringing a guest, and that also works for men too, do not just throw the guys in there with the domino game.
And they don't know how to play
dominoes. They don't know how to play dominoes. They are judging you. Do not leave your significant other or your friend or whomever to the wolves.
I don't agree. I think there's something to be said about that part.
Why?
Sometimes I feel that we can get in love. Sometimes it's called in lust. And so we're clouded yeah. by what we're seeing.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. And maybe you do need to put him at the dominoes table to see how does he handle in stress. Can he handle? Y'all have a Juju, Uncle Juju's questions and all his statements. I don't have Uncle Juju. But, you know, or spades. Can he play spades? That is important.
That is important.
If you cannot play spades, we're going to teach you tonight. And you're going to sit here and you're going to learn. You're going to be respectful.
Right.
Because my mom is going to talk about you. She loves you, but she's going to talk trash.
Right.
My mom tried to disown me one Thanksgiving because I beat her. She was like, you're not my daughter. If you
right.
move me from this table, you're not my daughter. And so I feel like sometimes you do need to be put in those positions because maybe because he's in that car with his cousins, you're learning about him. Maybe you are learning that he's never brought a girl home
because your family like crazy.
You know what I mean? No.
I don't even understand. I hate when family members say stuff like that.
I know, but
he's never been that serious with another girl. Unless he's proposing, stop saying that stuff. Like, who cares? Like, okay. And how do you respond?
But you know Thanks. What? I want to bring up something interesting. Like, y'all are bringing up interesting points when it comes to the dynamics of bringing a spouse to a family gathering. Mm-hmm. Like, aren't these good bonding moments to have prior to going? Like, these are questions that need to, and discussions that need to be had prior to. I think that would be, like, a way to form a sense of intimacy between you two so that when you do go into those uncomfortable environments,
yeah.
people are picking up on, oh, they kind of know each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, true. It's not just, you know, a lust situation, but this could be something potentially right. serious. And I think that sometimes we neglect to have those real talk bonding moments with our spouses because there's so many people getting into relationships nowadays. And then you want to bring the person over to Christmas and not even really know them. Like, do not bring somebody right. you barely know.
And we say that. I'd be like, y'all don't know each other. We're not going to see you
exactly.
next holiday. Like,
so really, Brandy's the cousin that you don't leave.
She's the
yes,
cousin.
I am. My cousins know. Like, they don't talk to her because I am. I'm like, so who are you? What you do?
See, and that's why you don't leave it by yourself because
you do.
Your cousin
I'm going in.
Can tell you, like, I will tell them, mind your business.
But
back
see,
off.
I want to meet the Brandy. Before I'm all the way in love and I've taken a ring. Because then you're in love and then you meet her and you're like, maybe this isn't
maybe
it.
I don't want to be in this family.
Because how often do we need to see her?
Right.
Oh, you know because I mean? I'm the one that lives out of town, so people don't see me often.
But I
call her coming, ahead of time and say, hey, Brandy, look, I'm bringing somebody to dinner. These are the things that are acceptable for you to say to him. These are the things right. that are not acceptable.
They're not acceptable. Write them on a piece of paper.
It depends. It depends on how I'm feeling. And that's without liquor.
I do have a question. I know you were bringing up that there are certain conversations you don't feel should be had during Thanksgiving or the holidays. But what if you have a situation? I come from a really large family, and the only time we really get together is a Thanksgiving or a family reunion, and everybody's there, and maybe you do want to bring somebody in. I mean, I wouldn't host it because I'm not a licensed therapist or counselor, but bringing someone in to a function where everybody is there so you can have a good adult conversation, the kids would be gone, of course, but you'd have that open conversation to deal with some hurt, because I think a lot of times a lot of families have hurt that go back before the kids were even involved, you know. Mm-hmm. My mom is one of eight, and so they have stories for days, and my dad's one of five, so there's always something that could be there. And I always wonder, what is that dynamic look like? What is it possible to bring a counselor in for a situation like that where you could have an open dialogue?
You know, maybe for the pre-holiday dinner, but not for the holiday dinner. I just feel like there are so many emotions that could arise during that moment, you know, because while you're dealing with one situation in your mind, somebody else is dealing with something else. Oh, well, let me bring up my hurt. Oh, well, you did this to me last week. Oh, well, guess what? You know, since we're talking about it, let me say, and it's just so much that could be unpacked in that moment that cannot be solved in that moment. And so I'm a big believer in, if it cannot be solved in that moment, let's pick an appropriate time to address these things. And maybe that's a good moment to say, hey, you know, we only get together for Christmas, Thanksgiving, and possibly Easter. How about we have a family reunion? Or how about we have, you know, some type of social event where we get to know each other and really work through some of the issues so that we can bond better. Maybe that's the time to say that versus bring up what the issue is. It's like, you know what, I know there's been some tension between, you know, our family and, you know, cousin Susie over here. Maybe we should schedule something outside of this, and that may be the opportunity for you to go over there and say, hey, you know, what are you doing next, you know, next week? Or, you know, in 2 weeks, I know you're coming down to Houston, you know, how about we all go out together? Those are more appropriate conversations to addressing something that may be a contentious situation versus bringing up what the real issue is if it cannot be solved in that moment. And it can bring in a slew of other things, because once you open those floodgates,
you can't close them.
You cannot close them. It ain't nobody ate. We all going home. The food is still there. Then we at home mad because we left the food there and we hungry.
Right.
You know, we ordering Popeye's chicken and getting, you know, sick. I don't know.
Right. So my thing is, what about for grief? Like somebody, like for me, I lost my father in December. This is my first Thanksgiving without him. So how would I be able to cope with the loss of him? And like with Tariq, I come from a large family too. So my mom is one of nine and my dad was like one of five. So we get together. But having to be around everybody, and they're going to be in my face and they're going to say, I'm so sorry. You know, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to have people to remind me that he's not here. So how do I cope with that?
So you can either do something to address the fact that this is the first holiday without him being there. Like, hey, you know, I made this dish for him because this was his favorite. So everybody knows he's still on the forefront of your mind, so you don't need to be reminded of it. The second thing you can do is, you know, you can talk to people about it beforehand. Like, hey, you know, I understand, you know, you're concerned about me, but I'm okay. Because I think sometimes people bring up, you know, make those uncomfortable statements because they hadn't checked in.
Right.
You know, they don't know what's really going on with you because they hadn't called or texted or sent anything before. So if you just kind of lay it out there and say, hey, I'm okay, and I'm glad that y'all are here. I'm, you know, my dad would appreciate it for us to all be here together. And this is something that we can do in honor of him and just have a good time. I think that's a better way to kind of address, you know, some like grief and loss during the holiday season, because it is something that's major. And then if you find yourself having a moment where it's like, okay, it's getting a little overwhelming, be okay with stepping to the side for a second and have your moment. Do whatever you need to do to get yourself back together, whether it's, you know, saying a prayer, whether it's breathing, whether it's going for a walk, whatever it is that you do to gather yourself back emotionally, do that. And then begin to enjoy the moment. Practice gratitude. Anytime someone's lost someone, I always tell them to practice gratitude, because when you're in a place of gratitude, you're not grieving the loss, but you're grateful for the, you know, you're grateful for the experience that you had with that person. It changes the perspective of a loss versus being, you know, a memory. So having something become a memory and be memorable.
I like that. Practice gratitude.
I apologize. I don't know if you addressed it. The people who deal with the loneliness when it comes to the holidays,
like maybe they don't have a family.
What would you say to them?
Yeah.
You know, how do they deal with it?
And, you know, so you have the people who say, you know, who are dealing with loneliness, and they combat it with defenses like, oh, you know, I don't need anybody, which is completely false. Everybody needs somebody, right? So I would say first, find you a group of friends. Go crash their party. You know, be around people. Learn how to connect more, because in isolation breeds a lot of the anxiety, a lot of the depression, a lot of the feelings of hopelessness and that we are trying to get you out of. So move yourself out of a place of isolation and connect to somebody. If you don't have a lot of friends, or if your friends are traveling other places, connect to a service group. You have the Jar Jar Brown. I'm pretty sure there's a church on every corner that's doing some type of volunteer work or something some service project, go be a part of that, and so that you could feel the sense of the holiday in a different way. That will encourage you to enjoy this holiday season, and then also encourage you to, you know, like, do something good, promote something good in the earth. But I definitely say during the holiday seasons, if you're feeling lonely, do not continue to isolate yourself.
Yes.
Isolation is not good for any person.
And don't call that ex-boyfriend either. That's not a good idea.
Don't call toxic people.
Don't bring more toxicity into your life just because you're alone.
Well, I was going to say, if you are by yourself and you do have friends, maybe ask, hey, Brandy. Yeah. I want to go see what Uncle Juju is doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see.
Like, I heard about those sweet potatoes y'all cooking over there. Can
maybe, is your family like, you know, is it a Tyler Perry movie? Yes. Like, you know, maybe that is really it.
And friends offer. If you know that some friends are just too kind of prideful to say, hey, I don't really have family to visit, offer. Like, you know, I know Kim's family. Their house is an open
the community house. Everybody, people be like, who is that again? Yeah. Nobody knows who it is. Yeah. They eating. You know, like, you know,
everybody got a plate. So you always have one friend who's the community house, who anybody and everybody can come by. You can bring them. So
let me do a disclaimer. My family's not that bad, for they be trying to fight me on Thanksgiving time.
You about to get that work at Thanksgiving.
Ooh, they gonna be like, girl, no, you didn't.
Yeah. Somebody gonna replay the actual episode.
Yes. So let me go on out there. My family is not that bad. We are a great group. But so we are coming to the end of the show. So before we end up wrap up our show, we do a rest my case. Basically, rest my cases, and listen, I have to get props. This was Sam's idea. I love it. So it's basically something that you went through during the week or went through like the year, something that you tired of hearing or you tired of dealing with people, and you're like, you know what? I rest my case. I'm done. I'm going to put it out there, and I'm going to leave it where it is. So, Sam, you have a rest my case for tonight?
Yes, I do. I think I addressed it earlier, but since we're going into the holidays, I would like to rest my case on the family members that cannot cook but insist on bringing a dish. Please stop bringing us this food. It is not good. If you know that God has not called you to cook,
I should have made a laugh.
Bring cups or the dessert that you bought. It's okay. I'm not a dessert, critic in the sense of I will eat store-bought stuff, okay? And if you can't cook, go to House of Pies. Get you a pie. But please, people, and stop picking hard dishes, too. Do not make potato salad. Start with corn.
And not
corn.
The mac and cheese.
Yeah, and not mac and cheese.
Dressing,
pick
no.
dishes
Dressing, no.
that
no.
people
no.
don't
no.
have to eat. Also, if you are vegan, vegetarian, or any other diet that you know nobody's going to eat, don't bring that.
Or bring it for yourself.
No, actually, just don't bring that. You bring your to-go container with your special foods and meats or non-meats or fake meats or whatever, vegan cheese, for you. Okay? So that's what I have to say. If you can't cook, don't bring cooked food. If you are on a dietary special diet, let that be special to you. You bring something that everyone else can eat.
Saria.
I rest my case.
Mine goes over to the person I was to talk about my relationship status. Okay. It is November 18th. Yes, I am still single.
Period. With a T.
And yes, I am happy.
Exactly.
Like, really happy. Life is good. God is good. I'm okay. Yes, I know I'm 35 and my eggs are the same age. It's okay.
Is it really?
It is. Because God is the same one who turned water into wine.
Amen. You know what I mean? Won't
he
do
extra
it?
Extra fish. Took two fish and five loaves of bread. So I'm okay.
Yeah.
Please stop asking me. I don't need your prayers this year. Me and Jesus are already having a conversation. God bless you. Just, I'm good. We're all good. For all the single people out there, God bless y'all as y'all go through this holiday season. Yes. I wish you peace and prosperity. And I hope you have a wonderful, loving, and happy single time as you go to this Thanksgiving.
And Christmas. Too.
And Christmas.
We
and
save
Christmas.
Money on gifts.
Right.
Right. And I'm going to play this episode before we have the prayer.
All right. Just play that part. My rest my case is when we say we start at 12 o'clock, be on time. I need you to be on time.
You know that ain't going.
But is your food ready at 12?
Yes. Oh, we cooked the night before. We ready. Night 12 o'clock. 12. Family, I'm playing this. 12 o'clock. We not race at the time. Ms. Kim, do you have a rest of case?
Yes. You know, the other thing that I am super passionate about is being financially responsible. So let me say this. If this year was a struggle, let's be responsible with our dollars. Do not go out and buy a bunch of stuff that you cannot afford. Okay?
But it's Black Friday.
Black Friday, White Friday, Yellow Friday. If you ain't got the Friday the money on Friday.
Cyber Monday.
Your Friday is red.
If you are in the red on Friday, do not buy it. This could be a good time to teach financial responsibility to your family, to your friends, to your kids.
Right.
You know, and not in a way that makes them feel as though they have nothing, like money is bad, or not having money, not spending money is bad. But what can we do as a family to create real joy that is outside of gift giving? You know, I'm really big on that because I think sometimes parents are driving themselves crazy trying to get the latest this, standing in line for hours for the, you know, the newest Nintendo. I don't even know what they got out because I'm not a gamer like that. But, you know, it's not
Nintendo. This is in 1986.
Well, clearly I was born in 84. We had Nintendos. But, you know, it's not worth it. Your peace, money, you know, spending all this money and then being sad about it later is not worth the joy this holiday season. So I rest my case on being financially responsible. If we ain't got it this year, let's be creative and create a new tradition that will last for a lifetime.
I like that, but do not get creative with my gifts, okay, family? I want my gift.
Well, thank you. This was a great conversation. The holidays, like I said, the holidays are definitely approaching. Sometimes if you're lonely, like she said, Ms. Kim, you gave some wonderful tips. So if you're lonely, if you are grieving, if you got family members that's going to be in your business, if you want to slap the mess out of your family members, please make sure you listen to the tips in this episode and follow them wisely. So please tell them where they can follow you on social media.
Yes. So you can follow me on at the Successful Healing Center on Instagram and Facebook. Also on LinkedIn, there's the Kimberly Willis on Instagram. It's my personal one, but follow my business page. Because right now, actually, I have a challenge going on. And I think this is a great challenge during the holiday season. It's a mental and emotional detox. Prepare you for 2020. It is a free course where I have worksheets and a video for you to go through and begin to prepare yourself for 2020. Because I think we need some emotional
detox.
So go to www.successfulhealingcenter.com. Sign up and you will get the information emailed to you at that very moment.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again. And of course, no further questions, friends, guests, and everything. You can follow us on Instagram at No Further Q, on Twitter, NFQ Pod, and on Facebook at No Further Questions. And you can follow me, your girl Brandy, at Brand_Janae. Saria?
You can follow me following the LSU Tigers as we go all the way to the championship game on January 13th, but also on Instagram as Simply Being T.
Sam, are we following you today?
Stop looking at me like that.
I know. Just cut her
eyes. Does she do social media?
Jesus is king, guys. Follow Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord.
Did you go?
I did not go. I gave away my tickets. I was out of town.
You couldn't get... I'm sorry. And we're going to... Thank y'all. We may be one less host for the next episode.
Yes. Brandy is going to quit once the Cowboys don't go to the Super Bowl yet again.
Sam gonna quit because she didn't give me them tickets to that Jesus is King at Lakewood.
It was streaming on live and I watched it there in my house and it was amazing.
It was good. Them harmonies, baby. Yes.
And we're out. Thank y'all. See y'all next episode.
Bye.